Game 162 between the Rockies and Dodgers at Coors Field. Charlie Blackmon looking to lock down the National League batting title, facing a Dodgers team looking for win number 104 on the year. Pick it up in the first. Cody Bellinger at the dish.
Bellinger hits a high fly ball to center field. Charlie Blackmon still going back. He can't find it. It's a ground rule double to open the scoring. You mentioned the sunshine, particularly hazy right now, and it leads to a 1-0 Dodger lead. Another payoff. Base hit to right. Just for good measure for Blackmon.
Charlie Blackmon will win the batting titles.
And a ground ball to the right side. Backhanded step by Amarista. Throws to second base. Too late. Taylor hustles into second. Seager is safe at first. Puig comes in to score, and the Dodgers have a 3-0 lead.
And it should be a base hit also for Seager, because there's no way that Amarista is going to be able to backhand that ball to make the long throw over to first base.
That's a bullet for a base hit, and it goes all the way to the wall. Jock Peterson on his way to second with an RBI double, and a good feeling to finish off 2017. Peterson has another base hit. He's hustling out of the box, a second double for him. Barnes didn't stop. He's headed home to score. Austin Barnes gets Jock Peterson an RBI by hustling all the way from first, 6-1.
Dodgers take it 6-3. They're the first team since the 04 Cardinals to win at least 104 games in the regular season. Meanwhile, National League Rookie of the Year frontrunner Cody Bellinger drove in another run. He finished the season with 97 RBIs. Corey Seager had a perfect day at the plate, 3-for-3 in RBI and 2 runs scored as the shortstop, carrying some momentum into the postseason. Here's Seager after the game.
You know, it's really nice. It's always nice to finish strong. You can kind of ride that into the postseason. You know, obviously there's a good chunk of time off. Now it's time to go get prepared, go get ready, and be ready for the first postseason game.
It is time to go get ready and go get prepared. What is the one overall reaching thing you will take away from this amazing regular season that you guys had?
Man, I don't know. It was incredible. The runs we went on during the summer was, I mean, it was fantastic. It was a total team thing. It wasn't like one guy carried us. It was truly special just to kind of be a part of.
As you guys get ready, you have 4 days off to prepare, so I know that there are some mandatory workouts and some other things, but for you personally, what do you need from the next 4 days before you get ready for Friday's game?
You take a little break, kind of give your body a little rest. Just keep seeing live pitching is probably the biggest thing for me. Try and get some sim games, get some sim at-bats. Don't go too long without seeing some velocity.
Game 162, does it feel like it at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's over now. You made it through the grind. Now it's time to go get ready for the postseason. This is when the fun starts.
Here's Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts after Sunday's win.
It was a 78-year-old record that was broken in a day. It was good. Energy good. A lot of good things today. The pitching was very good. To see Corey get on track. JT, Kike, the bats up and down the lineup were really good. Seemed like we got everyone in there today. Kept Grandy out of there, but getting Lo Castro in there, getting him in at bat. So that was good to see. But I think that if you look back at our season, we did what we wanted to do, and now we can really focus on the postseason.
You had mentioned Corey, and prior to this game, you had said that you thought he was trending in the right direction. But honestly, how important is it to see what he was able to do offensively going into this postseason?
I think it was great for all of us, obviously, but I think even for his psyche, and just to have the ball hit some outfield grass and to log some hits, I think that's good for any player. So as we approach Friday, having guys healthy, in a good state of mind, so I think that we couldn't have scripted any better.
How much more of a clearer picture now do you have of the postseason roster based on what you saw today?
I think some questions were answered. So there's going to be some fun debates over the next couple days. And again, just depending on what happens on Wednesday in that wild card game, we can get more finality. But it was good to see some guys did some good things to state their case or to make their case stronger or validate or however you want to look at it. But it's no way about it. We've got some tough decisions.
How much do you need and want your guys to fully take tomorrow off unless they need treatment?
I think it'd be great. I think it'll be great. Some guys are going to come in, get a lift. Outside of those, 4 to 5 guys are going to be a part of Rich Hill's simulated game. I would encourage guys to stay away from the ballpark and get that mental break. But, you know, players want to get better. They feel if they're not doing something, they're not getting better. So each guy has his own, is going to make their own decision.
Dave, what questions do you feel like were answered today?
What questions were answered today? Well, I just think that certain guys, guys played well. Guys played well, did some good things. And when you have, call it 30 guys to kind of figure out 25 roster spots, it's tough. And I would argue that we have some of the tougher decisions of the 8 teams in the postseason with our depth. So I don't want to get into any specifics, but I think that there were some good things today.
Good try.
Gals can try, Andy.
Do you have to make those talks or have those talks tomorrow, the guys that aren't making it?
We've had some talks today, and we will continue those talks over the next couple days.
This has been such a strange finish in the last 5 weeks, really. Are you glad it's done and you can move on to important games again?
We are. When the way we started this year and played through the summer, obviously there was a lot of postseason talk in July and August, and so we've been waiting for this day to come so we can finally get to what we've been looking forward to since spring training, and that's the postseason. So, yeah, a lot of good things happened from the beginning of the season till now. But to get the 25 guys that we're going to go with, I think we're all looking forward to that.
You won 12 of the last 18. Does it feel like the troubles are over?
I think the troubles are over. I think the quality of baseball has been better. I know our best baseball is yet to come. It's just more of the guys are healthy. I think the right guys are trending in the right direction, have trended in the right direction. And as far as the win-loss, I think we're winning more than we're losing. So that's a good thing. And I think right now as we get 4 days off, we'll be raring to go, and I expect us to play great baseball.
Both of these two teams will now look towards the 2017 postseason. The Dodgers will await the wild card winner in the NLDS. The Rockies will play in that wild card game Wednesday night in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks.